When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
We're reflecting on the last couple weeks. Good morning, Davidson and Kendra at Magic 106.7. It is really good to be back, and it's great to have you with us. We've had a couple of weeks off. The holidays for everybody. I don't know. Was it different in your house? You had kids at home, as did I, Sue. How was that, having everybody home again?
It's great having everybody home again, but there's always the fantasy of what it's going to be like, and then the reality of what it actually is like. Like, you fantasize, like, oh my God, we're all going to be together, like, you know,
family dinners at the kitchen table,
holding hands, you know. And you know, it's not quite like that, because they have things to do. They're adults now. They have friends they want to go see, and they, you know, they're borrowing your car. And I was telling you guys a story. I woke up one morning and my car's gone, my winter coat's gone, because my daughter lives in Orlando. She doesn't bring home a winter coat. She just wears mine, and I'm like, wait, where's my car? Where's my coat?
It was either a break-in or Emma took my coat and my car.
Emma took my everything, and she went. She found a Pilates class somewhere, and she went. And I was like, oh, okay. Well,
it is like you want them back, and you want that. It's going to be like it used to be, that family vibe of everybody under the same roof. That, you know, and I'm sure we're not alone. I'm sure a lot of people had kids coming home for, you know, for the holidays and stuff, but it's, you can't put it all back together again the way it was.
No,
it's just not the same.
And it's wonderful, but just different.
Yeah.
Different wonderful. Yeah.
I
found myself, like, walking around in the morning looking at like, wallets and bags and car keys, and that's how I could tell who was home.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because nobody's up at 7, 8, 9 in the morning. The doors are closed. You can't wake anybody up. I'm like, are they even here? I don't know.
Well, and I'm making a big breakfast every morning, and nobody's up to even eat
it. Well, I was going to just ask that while you were talking about walking around the house and like tiptoeing and not knowing who's there. Is it like every day you wonder, are they going to eat with us today? Right. Like, what are what's happening here?
There was one day that our son, you know, he's 32 years old, so he doesn't, but I thought he was home, and so I'm like tiptoeing around the house, trying to be quiet, folding the laundry and everything. He wasn't even home.
He stayed at a friend's house.
Stayed at a friend's house,
And so, you're like, oh, well,
it's so funny. You guys are in the total opposite.
And
here
the thing
I am.
Is, they don't have to call and tell you. They're adults.
They just
they
go,
don't.
Right.
They just, they're not used to having to check in with you every single night. But when they're home, you as the parent revert back to the parent child. But
they're
100%.
But they are an adult, and they're like, yeah, no, I don't need to tell you everything I'm doing.
Kendra, meanwhile, is on the opposite. She's just looking. She's leaving. She's she's looking for a way out.
She's like, get out. That is not even an exaggeration. I swear to
Kendra's
God.
Like, I'm gonna run a quick errand to the drugstore. 4 hours later, where's mom?
I'm John Morgan of Morgan and Morgan.